Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind is not dead.
Because today we're talking about Halloween Kills.
Oh, and are we very, very excited. We just saw this movie last night, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there was so much blood and death, but I expect nothing less with Mikey Boy.
Michael Myers is a legend. Michael Myers is the moment. I mean, he's been brought up multiple times on the show, and I think we've already given him one episode. Yeah. So, like...
But another episode for Mikey won't hurt anybody, so, like, I'm just really excited.
I'm excited that you're excited, because it's just going to be a fun episode overall. But before we get started, we just want to tell you that we have a website now. You guys should go visit us at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. That's at thedeadrewindpodcast.weebly.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thedeadrewindpodcast. Yeah. We post weekly updates on the Instagram about which episodes we're doing, and we'd love to hear from you guys on either platform.
We also have a new way to interact with you guys. Once you're done listening to our episode, head over to Spotify if you are not already there, and answer the question found at the bottom of the episode description. We would love to hear from you guys, and you may even get a shout-out on the podcast. And with that being said, we'll be right back.
We are back, and we shouldn't waste any more time, because Michael Myers, he deserves our full attention. Do you want to start with a summary?
Sure, I will. Halloween Kills picks up right where the 2018 movie left off. It's Halloween night, and Michael Myers' return isn't over yet. Minutes after Laurie Strode, her daughter Karen, and granddaughter Allison left the monster, Michael Myers, caged and burning in Laurie's basement, Laurie is rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, believing she finally killed her lifelong tormentor.
But when Michael manages to escape from Laurie's trap, his ritual bloodbath resumes. As Laurie fights her pain and prepares to defend herself against him, she inspires all of Haddonfield to rise up against their unstoppable monster. The Strode women join a group of other survivors of Michael's first rampage, who decide to take matters into their own hands, forming a relentless mob that sets out to hunt Michael down once and for all. How does the movie end? Well, that's for us to know. And for you guys to go find out. So watch the movie.
Watch the movie now.
It's on Peacock. You can watch it on Peacock. Or you can just like...
Go to the movie theater.
Go to the movie theater.
They are open now.
We had a great experience last night at the movie theater.
We did. Mikey was there with us.
Oh my gosh. That was so much fun. There was a guy. I'm assuming he worked at the movie theater.
Since he was talking to the employees.
Yeah. Who was dressed up as Michael Myers. And he was just like wandering around very... creepily.
Very Michael Myers wandering.
I really wanted him to, like, I really wanted to take a picture with him. We didn't get to do that, but, like...
No, I wanted to pose up with my
when boy. You were getting... I think you were getting something to drink. I was standing there with our dad, and he, like, starts to approach me, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And he pointed at my shirt, and I, of course, had a Michael Myers shirt on, as one does when they go to see Michael Myers.
Right.
And he, like... He, like, nodded and pointed, and I was like, yeah, nice. That's right, Michael.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we just become best friends? Yes, that was very fun.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the movie?
Other than it was a fantabulous movie.
It was.
The plotline was very confusing to find. I think it was just supposed to be an all-around bloodbath.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do when Mikey's around?
Yeah,
what's he supposed
angry.
To do, not kill people?
He was angry.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
He woke up on the wrong side of the fire. Let's be honest here. That man's...
He really did. He needed to find another fire.
He needed to find another way to get out of the fire.
Yeah.
I think it would have been better. He wouldn't have been in such a bad mood.
Yeah, he
like,
was...
sorry she tried to trap you in her basement and burn you to death.
Guess he has reason to be mad.
Yeah, but like, he seems a little dramatic. Killing all these people is...
It was
a little over the top. She only tried to kill one person.
Right. You didn't need to go on a rampage just because one person tried to kill you.
Ultimate rampage. Honestly, I think that was the bloodiest Halloween movie.
Oh, yeah. But you can do that.
You can do that with Michael Myers.
Yeah. It's not 1978 anymore.
It's true. Now it's acceptable to have bloody movies.
It is.
So you... I didn't want to give too much away in our little summary.
No, it's very hard to talk about it right now.
Well, we have the spoiler warning. Yeah. So just try to avoid maybe who dies. That's important.
Yes.
There's a couple people that die that are...
There's a couple.
...of importance in the storyline. Others who are not. So you can talk about those if you want to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all the firefighters. There was no reason for that. You could have just let them go about their day.
He's so dramatic. What is his problem?
He was trying to put out that... They were trying to put out that fire. He had to walk out
there.
They were
honestly trying to save him.
Yeah.
So why did he, like, feel the need to kill them?
That's how you start the movie, though, with killing 11 firefighters.
11 firefighters. It's awful. Oh, my gosh.
He came out all dramatic. Like, he, like, started staring at him. He was a little excessive.
Although, when he did walk out of that house and it was burning and it was, like, all the water was coming down and everything, I was like, dang.
He pretty cool.
He's so cool.
He pretty cool.
With his little mechanic outfit on.
His little mechanic outfit.
His William Shatner mask. Yeah, if you guys didn't know that, did we talk about that on the Halloween episode?
No, because we just found it out the other day.
I knew about it.
Excuse me.
You didn't.
You did not talk about it, though.
I'm kind of sad I didn't. The original Michael Myers mask, which has now been adapted and...
is now his.
It's completely changed into... I mean, Michael Myers mask, but, like, over time it's just changed to the face.
Yeah.
But it was actually a... Is it Kirk? Captain Kirk? I don't feel like that's right. But William Shatner's character in Star Trek.
Yes.
Don't hate on me for not knowing. Our father is probably cringing when he listens to this.
Probably. He's a big
but
Star Trek
fan. William Shatner's character in Star Trek, the original Michael Myers mask, that was a William Shatner Star Trek mask.
Yeah.
That they just kind of painted and changed a little, and they were like, Michael Myers.
There you go, buddy.
But, like, nobody knows that mask is the William Shatner mask. It's the Michael Myers
it's
mask.
It's all painted over and stuff. It doesn't even look like it.
It's awesome.
Now it's just half burnt.
Yeah, his, like, face is, like, all, like, crispy and everything. Like,
crispy face.
His crispy face.
Although he did have that slick back hair.
He did. He did take time to gel the hair.
He gelled the hair up a bit.
I don't really know if it was gel. It might have been blood.
I think it was just water from the fire.
Maybe it's all three.
It's
just gonna be stuck there now forever.
He's just gelling his hair while the house is burning down.
Get it, Mikey.
Oh, is that a mirror here? Let me gel my hair real quick before I burn.
Overall, I think the movie was really, really good, and we'll actually get into this in a little bit, but, like, there's a lot of movies, because everybody should know, there's another movie coming out next year, October 14th, 2022. Anyways, there's gonna be the third and final... Well, I mean, it's not the third, but of this new Halloween series, there's the third and final one will be next year, and that's Halloween Ends. So I think for the middle movie, this was good.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the plot line was there, but it wasn't there.
A lot of times, the middle movie is not good.
Most of the time, the middle movie.
Middle movies
are not the greatest.
Just look at The Conjuring. I feel like we're going to get hated for this.
The Infield.
Not that movie was bad.
Old Bill Wilkins.
But, like, the other two were just so much better.
You didn't like The Crooked Man?
No.
He looked like a Tim Burton character.
I didn't. Yeah, and I love Tim Burton, but,
They spent no time on that.
They were just like, meh.
Maybe if we throw a little money at Tim Burton, he'll make us a character.
He'll make us a character. They probably did. He just wasn't credited with it. No, but, like, But this one, for me, was good.
For a middle movie, it was very good.
It was good. Was it amazing? Absolutely not.
No, but it was a bloodbath, so I mean...
Yes. There was more blood than storyline.
Yes.
But the storyline was there enough...
To know what was going on. What was happening.
And to put you in the next movie.
Kind of predict what you think is going to happen.
But we're going to talk about that later on the podcast, because we've got theories.
You'll find out.
Mikey
boy. Mikey Myers.
They're like, please stop. Please stop now. But yeah, overall, super bloody.
Mm.
But good.
Yeah.
You know.
He had a few normal methods of killing people. A few, like three.
What do you consider normal?
Just like a normal stabbing.
But like with what? A knife?
A knife. There's one with a knife.
There was a couple. Well, there was that one where he just kept stabbing knives into the guy who was already dead.
Yeah, that was a little excessive. That was his earlier stage, so he was really angry.
He was really angry. Towards the end, he was like, I guess I could kill these people.
I mean, they're all standing here.
If they're all around me, I'll kill them.
I guess. I'm a little tired, but
I guess whatever. I'll find something in me to do it. But yeah, overall, a good middle movie.
Nice, solid middle movie.
And while we're on the topic, there's a couple of little trivia things that we learned about that kind of connect to either the other Halloween movies or just kind of funny in general. Like, you even pointed this out at the end of the movie, how Laurie spends most of her time in the film in a hospital.
Guess where she was?
Let's just throw it back to 1981. Halloween 82. 2. 81.
82.
81.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong. Oh, what did I click on? Oh, there's people posing for a picture. I don't know what I
clicked on. Hold
on. Ah, yes. Found it. It's probably 81.
Look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby.
Do, 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 do.
What are you doing? They don't need to know. They do not care.
Why is it doing this?
What are you doing? Just go back. We do not care. Yo. Homie, it does...
Look it up. I want to know now.
Okay. You do your trivia thing over to you.
Okay. But if we remember back to Halloween 2, Laurie Strode spent most of her time in a hospital.
Most of her time. She spent all of her time in the hospital.
Basically. That was really fun.
Halloween 2. Okay, it was 81. You're right. Karen, there's another Karen.
You know what was really cool? What I liked was this one goes back and forth a lot between 20, because the movie is still technically taking place in 2018. But I think it's cool that they go in between 2018 and 1978.
Yeah.
Like, that was really cool. Like, and it's crazy how they brought Dr. Loomis back briefly. And you should have seen the smile on my face. That was the coolest thing ever. And obviously the character that plays Dr. Loomis is deceased. But
he's deceased. He's dead.
He is, but I thought that was super cool. It's like when they did Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Did you know that in 2009, the Rob Zombie Halloween 2 was canceled to prioritize Scream 4? That's an L.
Imagine.
I don't know, I just saw that, so.
Yeah, I just thought that was really cool that they brought Loomis back, and I just thought, going back to 1978, that helped develop a storyline, especially for the next movie. Mm-hmm. They talk a lot about what drove Michael Myers to become Michael Myers.
Yeah.
The serial-killing, crazy-masked boogeyman thing.
Yeah, it almost seemed like they were trying to victimize him there for a second. Make you feel bad for him.
And I think deep down we all feel bad for him, because it's like he was a kid who yes, did kill his sister. That's disturbing.
Sex, please. Back at it again.
We didn't have any of that.
No, he wasn't the sex police this time.
What the heck, Mikey?
He was just angry this time.
Because he couldn't be the sex police. That's why.
That's why. These darn kids these days. They're not getting crazy on Halloween night. Now what am I supposed to do? Kill everybody?
Just kill everybody? Ugh, annoying. Fine. Kill people that don't deserve to be killed? Whatever. I guess.
I can do that.
That's why he was so angry. He couldn't be the sex police. No, I just thought it was... Going back to 1978, helped develop it. And again, it kind of deep down, somewhere in your soul, was like, man, I feel bad for him. Because he was just a kid, yes, who killed his sister. But, like, who was then put into this institution and as a young child.
They did not hold back on him, dude.
No, and it even shows you, like, I feel like at this point we've just completely abandoned anything after the original Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it was a direct sequel from 1978.
Yeah.
It.
But, like, it goes back to what happened at the end of the original Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
When he falls out the window, when he's shot and falls out the window but then disappears.
Bleh. Yeah.
That comes back.
Yeah.
And
in the house and everything.
It's crazy. And we go to the Myers house a lot more in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's going to play a huge role.
They made that house beautiful, though.
Yeah,
it was a gorgeous
right?
house. Someone...
Yeah, somebody ends up moving into the Myers house, which is just wrong.
You know what happens when you go into the Myers house?
You die. You don't come back out.
That's not, like, foreshadowing or anything.
No, not at all. Not at all. That whole...
I expected them to die.
That whole scare scene they did against the kids definitely wasn't foreshadowing of...
Them dying?
Them dying.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I do think it set up the third movie, or what will happen in the third movie, really well. Going back and forth between 2018 and 1978. Yes, was a little confusing.
At first. But then they used their old film, so you could easily tell.
Well, they didn't use old film, actually. Thank you for setting up my next trivia point.
Oh, did they not?
As the film was shot digitally, film grain filters were used in the 1978 flashback scenes.
Oh, darn film grain features. What about the ones... They had to use some old ones. There was ones with Donald Pleasance in it.
Who's that?
Sam Loomis.
They digitally do that.
What? He's dead.
I told you just a minute ago. They're all probably thinking, oh my god, he's dumb. Like what they did with Carrie Fisher in the Star Wars movies.
Oh, dude, no. No, yeah. We need an actual film. We don't need no digital stuff.
No, because they didn't have... Obviously, they didn't have this idea in 1978. Or they would have made that the next movie.
B.S. But they shouldn't. Should've.
I...
John Carpenter messed up.
I can't with you.
You have any more trivia points? Any more cool stuff for us?
I have a bunch of stuff that'll eventually come up in this.
Any cool stuff we should know right now?
This is the... we'll actually get to this when we talk about our favorite kills.
Cool.
That's fun. I don't think there's really anything else right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here's some spoilers.
No, again, your webpage is using a significant member. I can't speak. I'm done.
But this... guys, you really should go see it.
You really should. And you should see it in theaters. Not telling everyone to spend money. That's exactly what I'm doing. But you should go see it in theaters. It's a lot better in theaters.
It is a lot better. Most movies are better in theaters, but obviously the comfort of your own home, whether you're COVID weary or just...
No!
Or just wanting to be home, because same. But, like, it's just an experience you have to have, because maybe you'll have an experience like us where there's a Michael Myers, an employee dressed up as Michael Myers.
You need to go see Mikey in 3D.
Have
Michael just
launch
at your face.
3D?
Oh, God.
I would throw up. I would not want to see that. But
extreme.
Oh, one cool thing before we move on is that Jamie Lee Curtis reprising her role as Laurie Strode is the sixth time she's done this.
Cool.
And in her doing this, she surpasses Donald Pleasance with the most appearances in the series.
Not even the Michael Myers actor has the most appearances.
No, I feel like it's... Well, because we don't really know.
No, they've changed.
Who's under the mask? Yeah. There's... How many different guys are there? Don't you have the IMDb pulled up?
I do.
It credits three different guys, I think.
Nick Castle is the Shape. I don't know. That was basically Michael Myers.
It's Michael Myers.
Does that mean Michael Myers?
James Jude Courtney is also Michael Myers.
And Aaron Armstrong is also Michael Myers.
But in 1978. Yeah, there's a lot of Michael Myers.
I think... Hold on, let me go see...
I think James Jude Courtney is the original Michael Myers.
Nick Castle is the one from 2018. He's the newer one.
Yeah.
He's the new
but
guy.
James Jude Courtney is the...
Halloween. 1978 film. Nope, not 2018. Gosh darn it.
I'm gonna go on a killing spree.
Okay. Oh, nope, Nick Castle.
Oh, really?
So I guess it's Nick Castle as your...
Oh, all right. Sorry, Nick.
My bad, Nick.
Didn't mean to disrespect you like that, Nick. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean anything.
I hope you take my apology to heart.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It only earned $70 million. That's probably a lot of money.
A lot of money back then. All right. So, before we move on to our next segment, we wanted to talk about something Jamie Lee Curtis said a little while ago on her Instagram. She said...
And I quote... There it is.
On her Instagram with a video, people will be shocked, people will be agitated. Which, to me, when I read that, I was like, dang, okay.
This one's gonna suck.
But it didn't, so... I want to know why you think Jamie Lee Curtis said that.
Why I think people would be agitated?
Why do you think she said people would be shocked and agitated?
Well, this
Spoilers ahead.
This one wasn't really about her. She wasn't in it as much.
She didn't share a... Trivia fact. She didn't share a single scene with Michael Myers in this movie.
Now what the... That's another reason. What the heck is that? Yo, Michael should have just... We should have at least one where Michael's just standing in the hospital window. Oh, low power.
Whatever. Continue, sir.
What was I gonna say? I had something for it, and then I lost my train of thought. You got me. Oh, we tried to victimize him for a little bit there, and I feel like a lot of people don't think he is a nice guy anyway, so I don't think there was a need for victimizing.
Okay.
This is a huge spoiler, but killing some of the originals. Not original actors, but original characters.
Okay.
And there was not much of a big plot line for it. A bloodbath.
So you think that's why it's shocking?
I think those are some agitated. I think those are some of your reasons for
shocking and agitation. Well, what about shocked?
That's shocked?
That's the first thing she said.
Shocked. Oh, shocked is some of the original characters, definitely.
Just coming back, or?
Tommy definitely dying. Oops.
Didn't have to use his name.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Well, now you know which originals come back. Tommy comes back, Lindsay comes back, the nurse from the original comes back, and then we're introduced to a new character in the movie who is in the 19... who was affected by the 1978
Big
killings.
John. No, that wasn't
his name is Lonnie.
Yeah.
And you find out that's Allison's boyfriend's dad.
Yeah.
So. But now you know that Tommy dies. Sorry. Sorry for spoiling that.
I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean anything by it.
Anything else about why this would shock fans?
No. You're lame. You know what I thought was cool, though? Huh. It's the one scene, I don't know if you thought of this, when he stabbed the granddaughter and pushed her down the stairs.
Yeah, it's
just like
Laurie.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. Yeah, I can talk about that all day. Like, how suddenly he felt this. Like, why did he not?
He didn't kill her. He could have easily killed her there.
Like, he could have easily killed Laurie so many different times.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think the reason, there's many reasons why Jamie Lee Curtis said this, and I'll kind of go with Ashton on a couple of these. One, the reason it would agitate people is because, like you said, there was a lot of blood and not a lot of story. Mm-hmm. Not that all of the Halloween movies have this huge dramatic story, but this one, it was like a filler. And that's okay. It's the middle movie. It's a filler.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And I'll also agree with you in the fact that I think people would be angry because you're trying to quote-unquote victimize Michael Myers. But at the same time, I think if people sat there for a second and just thought about it, they would understand that maybe that's not exactly what they're doing. And what they're doing is setting up the next movie. Because at the end, something happens. At the very end, something happens. So the whole... One thing that happens a lot in this movie is they talk about Michael Myers seeing himself as a child. Like, yeah. Michael Myers, at heart, he wasn't in society. He wasn't able to develop normally. So he still sees himself as a child. And a lot of people said when they would walk by the house before 1963, is that when he killed his sister?
Yes.
1963, he would be standing in his sister's bedroom window, just looking out. That's scary. But people thought, maybe he's just sitting there looking at himself in the window. Mm-hmm. And so people were like, he still sees himself as a child, and there's something that happens at the end of the movie that really solidifies that, and I think is going to carry into the next one. And so I don't know necessarily think they were trying to victimize him as much as setting up the next movie, but I can definitely see that. And
I think it was perceived as victimizing him.
And I even fell for it, because when they really pull on your heart, they pull on your heartstrings with bringing him as a child, and they even show him dressed up in the clown outfit looking into the window.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, maybe he does still see himself as a child and as this kid that did this horrible thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of awful, but I could understand why that agitate people.
For sure, bro.
Let's see, why else do I think it would agitate people? Bringing in some characters, such as Lindsay, she did not die, I'll spoil it that. She did not die, but she kind of just left halfway through the movie.
Yeah,
she... what the heck happened to her?
They, like, found... She was attacking... Okay, so he was attacking... They were in a group.
Mm-hmm. He killed everybody in the group. But her. Lindsay.
I don't know if he looked like he was looking over there, so I don't know if he just left her.
Right. But then they took her to the hospital.
And she's just...
And you just never saw her again.
She's gone.
So I don't know if she's going to be in the next movie or not. So that was actually annoying. I was like...
Yeah, like, what
you bring her in, and then you take her out.
Yeah.
So that was... I could see why that would agitate people. What else would agitate people?
I feel like a lot of things in this movie would. Just like...
You know what really made me angry, but also like, maybe it was just my English brain working? Is the huge symbolism that happened with the mob, with the big group of people, and how scary mob mentality is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, maybe that's just me being my English symbolic, looking for the little things, but it is scary. And like, there's a scene where, if you guys remember back to the 2018 Halloween, that there's two inmates that break out.
Right.
Michael Myers and someone else.
Someone else.
Well, they find this other inmate is actually roaming around this hospital, which is obviously super busy because so many people are dead. But
Or injured.
But this mob thinks it's Michael Myers because one person said, oh my gosh, it's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they start chasing him and they eventually make him kill himself because he's so scared because he's mentally ill. And I did like that, though, that they... Even though it wasn't a huge emphasis, they made it a point to show what this does, what mob mentality does to people.
Yeah.
But also people that are mentally ill. That was nice. But I do think maybe that annoyed me. Not so
I
much.
I think maybe something that would annoy a lot of people was killing that inmate, though, just because he was innocent in that.
And a lot like, of people, why would you bring him into the story?
And a lot of people didn't like.
I'm confused about. Like, and maybe that was the whole mob mentality thing.
Is he gonna have something? Is his death?
No.
It did, though. I mean, it split him up.
That's what I mean. It did have something to do with the whole movie. It was to show how dangerous a mob is that is listening to one person who's acting based off feelings. Like, Tommy was like, it's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And obviously he was attacked, so he feels something there, but...
I mean, he wasn't attacked. His babysitter was.
Well, I mean, they were all attacked.
It's the boogeyman.
But what would shock fans... Her not being in it much, Lori.
That's, yeah.
The ending, which part of me saw coming, but at the same time, both of, like, all of it. Like, the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Part of me saw coming the whole time, but at the same time, I sat there and was like, what the heck is happening? Especially the very end. In the house. We don't want to spoil... This one's a huge spoiler, and it's gonna set up the...
I saw it, but not in the house.
I want to say it because we're gonna talk about theories for the next movie. So if it comes up, then...
We'll have to say it.
I'll have to say it, but I don't want to say it right now. But something happens at the end of the movie that... I was like, what the heck? You also... What I think is gonna shock a lot of people, or what shocked me, was seeing his face. You didn't clearly see it. But that mask is removed.
Yeah.
And it's kept off, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think just the amount of blood and death shocked fans, because, yes, you have a lot of death in the Halloween movies, but, like...
There was a lot.
I think we counted over 30 kills.
Yeah, we started a death counter.
Yeah. I mean, he kills 11 firefighters at the beginning of the movie.
But we were like, oh, he's not very... We didn't think he was very close to his death counter. And then the last 15 minutes came...
Woo!
And my man's had that thing skyrocket.
It was crazy. Super emotional. I do think.
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
But super good. Good middle movie.
I kind of felt bad for Allison, and I don't like her. She's annoying.
Oh, I like Allison.
No. I felt bad for her, though.
Yeah. That was sad. That actually was sad. That whole scene was really sad.
That was so gruesome.
It really was sad. Yeah, that was awful. Okay. That was the summary and our thoughts on it and why... it was interesting when Jamie Lee Curtis said that. Like, it even made me think. I was like, what am I supposed to be expecting then if I'm going to be angry about this? I think maybe just the way it ended, too.
Yeah.
I mean, all Halloween movies end on a cliffhanger.
It was a cliffhanger.
But this one was... They hit you with that thing at the end in the house, and then it's basically over.
Yeah, then it's done.
The last shot is Lori in the hospital, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
But, like, it happens in the house, and then the movie's over, and you're like...
Bruh.
Give me a little more.
Just a, like, 3 more minutes.
Maybe, like, a quick sneak peek into what happens in the next movie.
Nah, they straight up said, you gonna wait a year, bro.
So, overall, really good. What would you rate it out of 10?
9.
Dang, okay, I'm not gonna give it that high. I'm gonna give it a...
I'll go 8.5.
7.5, 8.
I'll go 8.5.
Not that it was bad, it's just a middle movie.
It's a middle movie, and there was no real plot. There was a plot, but the plot wasn't really shown.
Sure.
Someone blowing their leaves in the background.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the end of segment one. In our next segment, we're going to talk about our theories for the next movie and our favorite kills, scenes, characters, anything that kind of comes up in conversation. With that being said, we'll be right back.
And we're back.
We're back to talk about our theories.
About Michael Myers and Halloween Kills. 2021, October
15th. No, see? 15th. You did it too. October 14th, 2022.
No, it's October 15th.
We're talking about the next movie.
Are we talking about the next one?
It literally says, theories for next movie.
Ah, yes. So we're here to talk about Halloween Ends. Yes. October 14th, 2022.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Let's go! Have you seen the thing on the TikTok where you can like...
Oh my gosh. That's scary. I don't know if I can relax my face now. If you guys want to see what we're doing, I'll have Ashton take a picture and then I'll post it on the Instagram. That's so scary. Alright, anyways, theories about the next movie.
It's supposed to be your Momo smile.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You want to start with one of your many theories? Or I guess we could work on a develop... Whatever. You go ahead and start. Talk about what you think.
Next movie?
Yes.
I think we're going to have a really angry Lori.
What gives you that idea? Don't say it. If it happens to be said, it's going to be said. But
I just think we're going to get a really angry Lori.
I think she's going to be very angry. Not sure about what. Watch the movie.
I think we're also going to find out their relationship next movie.
Michael and Laurie's? Because we've completely abandoned the idea that they were siblings. Like,
oh, yeah. They're connected somehow. They have to be.
You still think they are?
I still think they
are. Okay, so theories on how they're connected.
Because, so, I thought a little hint was at the end.
I have a theory.
When Michael was looking out the window... And, like, she was looking like they were looking...
At each other.
Like they were looking at each other.
Okay. That's not what I asked.
What'd you ask?
Theories on, like, how you think they're connected. Like, in which way are... Like, the sibling thing.
Oh, how do I think they're connected?
Yeah, but I did notice that. That was kind of cool. But I have a theory.
I don't know. I just...
Oh, my gosh. Mike, almost dropped Mike, you guys. Mike is leaving.
Almost dropped you guys. Sorry about that.
I think we should name the Mike Mikey Myers.
Mikey? Put a little sticky note on it that says Mikey.
I'll give him a little... We'll make him a little wig.
Make him a little wig. Take a little knife on the side.
Yes! We're gonna do it. Okay.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I just think they are.
I have a theory. You want to hear my theory?
They have to be.
On how they're connected?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a recurring thing in the Halloween movies. We obviously know in the first movie, Laurie has to drop the keys off at the Myers house, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look in a lot of the movies, the Strode family real estate company, the sign is outside. So I think that it's not necessarily a grudge Michael holds against Laurie, but a grudge he holds against the whole Strode family for trying to sell the house.
Okay.
Because it's still his, to him, that's home. He always returns to the house.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think if they sold the house, people would move into it, which we see in the new one, Halloween Kills.
Mm-hmm.
We are. If you watch the movie, you know what happens. But I think that's still his home because he sees himself as a child still.
Yeah, that's
his home. So that's his home.
Yeah.
And so I think he's angry because they're trying to sell said home.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, I mean, you also have the whole thing where people say, well, they're not really connected. He just chose her because they live across the street and she went over to check on them and everything like that.
No, I think...
On the friends.
I think he holds his grudge against something.
But I could see... I mean, obviously, I can see that. That's quite obvious that he was just like, you're my next victim. Yeah. But I also will help with the people that are like, no, that's just so random.
And it's
but
like
all the other killings are random, too, so...
And I would agree with the, it's just, you're my next victim, but he's gone after her for 40 years.
40 years. Maybe because that's the only person he's never been able to finish the job. That's the only thing, too.
He's got to finish the job?
Yeah. Maybe his life...
Will he finish the job?
I don't know. We'll find out when we talk about some more theories. But I like this. Theories on why they're connected.
Yeah.
Because you also see in a lot of the... Like, obviously, she's the heroine. She's the big hero.
Oh, yeah.
So when he misses her all the time in the first movie, like... That man could have killed her easily, but he misses. Obviously, that's because you want her to win.
Yeah.
But, like, as many people have pointed out, what about all the other times he could have killed her?
Is he trying to keep her alive? Does he want to terrorize her for the rest of her life? Which, honestly...
Bless me.
That's pretty harsh of him.
Yeah. But, like, we also talked about that theory. We talked about a theory in the Halloween podcast episode, from the Halloween 2018 movie, that she was the one that let off the Michael that derailed the bus.
Yeah.
So she could kill him. So what is this, like, strange connection they have with each other? Like, maybe not a connection, but obsession.
Yeah.
Why? You would think, especially for Laurie, she would want to forget it.
Yeah. And you'd think...
She would leave him alone.
And you'd think if she was just a victim, then he would have left her alone.
Like, just someone that got away. Because she saw his face, but briefly, nothing you would be able to identify Michael Myers as without his mask on.
Yeah.
But, like, what is the reason for such an obsession with each other? Maybe there is a connection. Like I said, you can use the theory, like, my theory that he wants revenge for trying to sell the house for so long. I don't know.
Maybe he's just crazy.
Maybe he is just insane. You never know.
No, he's a nice guy. I've met him
wholesome.
Before.
Wholesome. He's so wholesome.
I've met him before. He's really nice.
He's the sex police. We like to a man that keeps things clean here.
You know, I was a person I hate, and one day I was really like, man, I wish you were killed by Michael Myers. Next day, they were killed by Michael Myers. I think he's just a nice guy.
He's just a nice guy.
He gets the job done.
Inefficiently.
Except
unless you're Laurie. He's never finished that job. Really, and maybe struggling. That's the thing. Maybe that's his obsession. He's killed every other person but her.
You know, like sports teams, they dominant sports teams, they can beat every team but that one team.
It's Laurie.
That one person.
Laurie
that he just
is
can't
that one.
Kill.
But like, even think about it. This is gonna be a spoiler. But you know, we meet Lonnie in Halloween Kills.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up dying.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, but he's really not that important, let's be honest here.
He really wasn't. He was like...
But Michael Myers let him live
yeah.
in 1978. So he came back and finished the job.
Isn't there also a theory that Michael Myers does not kill children?
Yeah, but like...
I agree with that. But, I don't think Michael Myers kills children.
But he did.
When?
In this new one. You didn't see it, but he did.
Yeah, but Michael, he was...
he did. So that theory is kind of debunked.
You never saw him do it, though.
So what do you think? He just chopped the kid's head off and stole... Or he just stole his mask. Like, you can't give me your mask. No, I don't think so. That thing had blood. He killed the
but
kid.
But you don't know? You do not know.
You're right, but he did.
All you...
You're telling me...
You can't tell me...
You're telling me you don't think he killed that kid.
No.
In all honesty.
He definitely killed that
then
kid.
Then shut it down.
No, but there's also a theory that Michael Myers does not kill kids.
So you think he just waits to come back and finish the job?
Huh.
But then what counts as a kid? Because all those teenagers are still considered children. Why'd he kill them?
He does not kill children under the age of...
No, that's not 10. How that works.
You look like you're 10. I'm gonna let you live.
Right, so I don't know. That theory kind of seems stupid to me, but I'll let
but
people...
But why didn't he kill? But it's also shown that the police are right there. So he may have just dipped. He may have just dipped on them.
Right. But maybe... But, you know, he came back. Now, granted, Lonnie did go into the Myers home, which... That's just dumb.
How would you ever
just let him vibe in the home by himself. That's all he wants to do. He just wants to be back home.
He's just trying to...
Just leave him alone!
And you're like, no, we must kill him. What if he doesn't want to kill? What if he's just...
What if he just wants to be home?
Yeah. What if he just...
And all these people were standing in his way.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes...
I mean, there were two people definitely standing in his way, and he had to exterminate.
Sometimes you do what you gotta do.
Pest control came into that house.
Mikey Myers control came into the house. But, like...
Will you give up your phone, please?
Sorry.
Stop texting people.
Anyways. Yeah, that's theories on why they're connected. Okay, let's go to the actual reason we're talking about theories.
Theories for next movie.
Theories for next movie.
Okay, we had Angry Laurie.
We're gonna have an angry Laurie.
I think we're gonna have an even angrier Michael than this movie.
Why?
Because there is gonna be people all over that house. And you know you don't touch Mikey's house. And I think he's going to go on a tear.
But does that make him angry or just more protective?
He's territorial.
He's very territorial.
I think we're going to have a very angry Michael. I think we're just going to have a very angry duo. We're going to have a very angry showdown.
I think this next movie, as it should, and as most people should expect, is going to be the showdown everybody's been waiting 40 years for.
What if it doesn't?
Then I will say this is the worst movie of my entire life that I've ever seen.
No, straight up. What if Michael kills Laurie and that's how the series ends?
What if they, like, become friends?
Yo, I know you terrorized me my whole life, but dap up real quick.
No, what if, like, one of them saves the other one? Because there's that...
That's a valid theory.
Because there's that obsession. Maybe the obsession is not killing the other.
But protecting the other.
Hunting them down, but never killing.
You know, her friends in the 78 movie, they always made fun of her. So, you know, what if he was just like, no?
Yeah, no, I'm being serious. And that kind of goes with the siblings.
Yeah.
So he was just protecting her. But that's kind of stupid because he's still trying to kill her. But maybe it's like a hunting kind of thing. They're hunting the other, but they're never going to kill.
No, they're never going to kill each other.
It's like the people that go hunting but can never shoot the animal.
Right.
That's what this is.
What if he's the boogeyman?
Well, he is the boogeyman.
He's the boogeyman. No, he's the shape.
He's the boogeyman.
No, he's the shape.
But, like, I feel like that's kind of a valid theory now that I've put it out there.
Yeah, it is. What if...
Maybe they're just trying to protect each other. But from what is my thing? Each other, maybe?
Each other? The town? We saw the mob.
I told you, mob mentality.
What if mob mentality
goes in? And she even was like, that's not Michael. That's not Michael. You need to go after Michael. What? So, like...
What if they do protect each other? If they do, if one of them ends up, we need a dap between them.
Like...
They need to...
I'm sorry, Michael. You just gotta...
My bad, pimp.
But, like, I could see that... I could see that being, like, a way to end it.
Yeah. Or they're gonna kill each other.
That's my thing. They will die together.
They're gonna kill
each other. That's the other thing. They either don't kill each other, and they essentially save each other, or they kill. Like, I just picture in my head, like, Michael Myers thinks he has Lori beat. Finally, he's going to kill her. He's delivering the punches, but she just looks at him.
Stabs him.
And stabs him. And he just goes down.
And then he's going down, and then he looks at her, and then he stabs her, and then they both...
No, no, she's already dying. She knows she's dying.
Okay.
That's why he's beating. He has her beat.
Or what if he kills her and then kills himself?
No.
What if she kills him and then she kills herself?
No.
You don't know?
No, that's not... That's lame. Because that's too sacrificial. And too...
But what if Mikey does it because he's finally killed the person he was always wanted to kill?
But then wouldn't you think he'd feel fulfilled?
No, because there's nothing left for him to do. What is he going to do? Stare at the window his whole life?
Yeah. Be a child again? I don't know. I don't see him killing himself. I see maybe somebody else killing him after he kills her. But I don't see either one of them killing themselves.
No, if someone's going to kill Michael Myers, it's going to be Lori.
That's what I mean.
No one else is killing Michael Myers.
So why would he kill himself?
You can't kill Michael Myers. Unless you're Lori.
He's not, yeah, no.
He's the boogeyman.
That's just not the type of person he is. He's not going to kill himself.
He can't defeat the boogeyman.
What I'm saying, he has her beat. She's dead. We're watching it. You know she's dead. You're like, yep, she's dying. And he's just going at it. He's stabbing her to death. But she looks at him, and she looks defenseless, but no.
Bam.
Right to the heart.
Kind of like what he did?
Yeah.
In this movie?
Right to the heart. And they die together.
My man's was getting jumped in the movie, and then he was gonna get shot by the police, and he's like, no, here's knife, here, you're dead.
Yeah, that's how... But I don't know, maybe I kind of want them to, neither one of them to die.
Kind of want
them to
save
each other. But then it's like, I have to keep going, and poor Jamie Lee Curtis and Nick Castle, they're just gonna be like...
But you could change Michael Myers easily, you don't see Michael Myers.
But you can't change Lori.
That's the thing.
So they have to die. Both of them have to die.
Or that's how you end it. They live happily ever after.
No.
Start skipping down the street.
No. They both die. I would love to see the theory that they save each other.
I really hope you're really passionate about them both dying and they both... And one of them kills the other.
What I could see is maybe, like, linking the two. That they want to protect each other so much that they die.
I don't know.
Like, Lori's like, Michael wouldn't be able to live in this world... And be protected without me.
Hold on. Dog running.
So I kill him too. Instead of just letting myself die.
Yeah. You might hear barking here in a second.
Yeah, he's running around. I don't know. I feel like it's a valid theory.
Kind of want them to save each other now.
I know, right? But like, at the same time, I'm like, okay. It's been 40 plus years. I think we can end it.
But no.
But wait, there's more.
But wait.
We're only $2 more.
Michael Myers stabs Lori, but no. You think Lori's dead, but no, she lives. Boom, movie ended, new one.
Oh my gosh, poor Jamie Lee Curtis can be doing this till she's dead.
She doesn't need to know anything else.
No, she's got bank, but like, she's so cool. Alright, any other... You have to have more theories.
I don't know. There's not really many... No one else is going to kill Michael. You can't kill...
That's my thing.
You can't have anybody else
Nobody else is going to kill Michael Myers.
You can't.
You can't. I think you will have fans angry.
Yeah. Maybe, I feel like Allison's going to play a big part in this.
That's the only other person I could see killing Michael Myers. For many reasons.
I wouldn't like it if she did.
One, I think he sees her as young Lori.
Oops.
Like, when he looks at Allison, he thinks Lori 1978.
I know, but I also think that... I kind of think he's going to kill her. And that's where if he kills her, Lori's gonna kill him.
Well, not even that. No, because what I could see happening is when they reboot the movies after it ends, she comes in. Like Jamie Lee Curtis does now.
What do you mean?
So you know how Jamie Lee Curtis is Lori 40 years later? Yes?
Right.
So when people try to reboot the movies after they've finished the story, whoever plays Allison will be Allison how many years later? Like Jamie Lee Curtis does now. So I don't see Allison that.
No,
because
I think she'll
continue the story.
She'll either have a big part of the movie or no part in this one.
No, she'll have a big part. For reasons at the end of the movie. She could be the only other person I see killing Michael Myers.
I kind of don't want Michael to die now. I kind of want him to save somebody.
Right, I want him to be the hero now.
What if he becomes heroic?
No, what if he saves, like, Allison for Lori?
I could see that, too.
I would cry. I'd be like, Michael Myers, you're so sweet.
Make a shirt. Michael Myers is a nice guy.
Michael Myers is the hero. But, like, at the same time, though, I'd be angry if Allison killed him.
Yeah, it can't be,
I'd be like,
anybody
Lori.
But Lori.
Lori is the only person that will ever be able to kill Michael Myers.
Facts. Big facts.
You cannot change my mind otherwise. Awkward silence. Okay. Since Ashton doesn't have any more theories, even though I told him he was supposed to carry today's episode. He's done an okay job. We're gonna move on to favorite kills, scenes, characters.
Why do I need favorite characters?
Whatever you want. No, I'm just saying favorites in general.
Okay.
I think we should start with the lamest one, though, characters.
Michael Myers.
Okay, besides Michael Myers, because everyone's favorite is Michael Myers.
Bruh, who else are you gonna have? I'm not gonna Lori. Say Lori. No.
Bruh, get out of here. Leave now. Lori should be your favorite. Lori's my favorite.
Of course she is.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? I could say, of course he is, and you say Michael Myers.
Well, that's obvious.
Everyone loves Michael Myers. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you can't not love Michael Myers.
Okay, and everybody loves Laurie Strode. Besides the two that have been in it for 40 years.
Oh, God. There's no one else who can... They all die.
Karen is my favorite.
Karen?
Yes. She is my favorite. She is my favorite. Karen's my favorite.
I don't know.
She reminds me a lot of Laurie.
Kind of like Cameron.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with his skirt that he wears. His I mean, that skirt was kind of fire.
I don't know where the skirt came from, but he had a skirt on.
From the first movie, with the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, he did.
He wore a skirt.
He did.
Yeah, no, his skirt was kind of fuego. So you're saying Cameron, I'll say...
He wanted the best for Allison.
I like Karen. She's super... Like, in the 2018 movie, she was kind of, like, weak and, like, stop it, Mom, you're being obsessive. But now she's like, kill Michael!
Well, I mean, she was kind of like, stop it, Mom, you're being obsessive.
Yeah, I know, that's why I told
her. In the hospital, she was in the second movie, too.
Yeah, but, like, she even, at the end of the Halloween movie, wanted to kill him. Was helping her mom kill him. So, like...
She was helping the mob kill him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So, like, she's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
And Cameron and Karen.
Cameron and Karen. Nice guys.
Michael and Lori, because nice that's fellas. Everyone's favorite. Your favorite is either Michael or Lori, so
My
I guess...
My favorite is Michael.
Fair enough. Okay. Favorite... What do you think your favorite scene was?
Scene?
I mean, this could include a kill, too, but just, like, your...
My favorite scene...
When you watched it, you're like, man, I really like this scene. Even if it's not a super happy scene.
I did like the scene where Officer Hawkins had the chance to kill Michael and...
Shot his own
partner. Shot his own guy on accident. Because that was very... It was very, like... I don't know.
It was sad.
It was sad, and then you have Loomis screaming, did Michael kill another one?
And you're like... Sure.
And then you have Michael just kind of being on the, just getting beaten.
Yeah, it was an emotional scene, and you know you feel bad for the officer because you're like, man, he just lost his partner. Not only did he lose his partner, he just let Michael Myers get into his head, basically. Like that's what happened.
Yeah. What if Michael Myers was bluffing?
No, that's what I mean. He got into his head.
Yeah.
So you'd say that's your favorite scene?
Yeah.
My favorite scene, I mean, there were a couple, but, like, I really, as sad as it was, I really liked the scene where Karen was, when she was helping
the guy.
The other patient. That was super sweet. But when she helped him into that space to save him from the mob, what I liked about that scene was it showed how scary a mob can be and how crazy one event and one person can make a whole group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Very much that cult-like mentality, that mob mentality. And I thought that was really cool and how crazy and how much that can affect one person.
Mm-hmm.
This huge mob is just going after this one person who's innocent, but they don't know he's innocent because they think it's Michael Myers.
Yeah. It also shows you, not to bring Michael into this, of course, but it also shows you how much chaos...
The impact he had on everybody.
Michael Myers could bring to that town.
Yeah. Like, how one person, Michael Myers, mm-hmm. can create such chaos to lead another person, in this case Tommy, to lead this whole group of people to thinking this one guy, who is super innocent and doesn't even know where he is...
Yeah.
To lead this group to think he's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And you know Michael Myers is just sitting there like, I did this.
He's staring out his sister's window like, yeah, that was
me. Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Bobby Bo.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But no, I thought that scene was, it's I think probably heartfelt. The most emotional scene.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because the guy kills himself, which was super sad.
It really was.
But just because... I feel like out of all these scenes, not that Michael somebody like Michael Myers is like not a real thing, because there are obviously serial killers and all of that. But yeah. Like, I think the whole mob idea was probably one of the realest things this movie franchise has brought.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, and I think, nope, I'm just gonna keep it at that. Just gonna keep it at that. But I do think that was a super emotional scene, and I think that really brought. I think that really set Karen off, too. She was like, I tried saving this one guy who I knew wasn't Michael Myers. And yet, look at what Michael is still doing, and he's not even here.
Yep. Brought terror on one town through... Really, one night.
Yep. Well, two nights, technically.
Two nights.
Yeah, that's the thing. They were like, you know, when Michael Myers killed in 1978, I was like, are we all forgetting when he killed his sister?
Right?
Like, don't forget about Judith. Poor Judith Myers.
Yeah, but that was also Halloween night.
I know, but when they talk about it, they talk about...
Yeah, that's...
The 1978 killings.
That's how he's Michael Myers.
Let's just not forget... No, how he was Michael Myers is killing his sister.
Right, that's what I was saying. Judith Myers is how he became Michael Myers.
Yeah, but people... I feel like people forget about it.
Yeah, because no one cares about Judith Myers.
But that's the whole point of the movie.
No.
Yes, it is, bro. The last movie, what was the point? Oh, yeah, him just sitting up in his sister's room because
he's weird.
A creeper. Anyways... All right, let's talk about the best part. The killing.
Oh, so many good kills.
If you have more than one, that's obviously okay, but your favorite kills.
My favorite kills. Okay, I think I have two.
Two out of how many? You have two?
Three, actually. I do have three.
Okay.
No, four. probably my fourth favorite one would be the first kill when the firefighter falls through the floor, and I only think it's a good kill the way the gun.
Oh, the garage door?
Just opens and he's just kind of there. Yes. Okay. My second one would
go back and forth.
My third one, sorry. Go ahead.
One of my favorite kills. I gotta think about my favorite first.
I know what my favorite is. It's been my favorite for a while.
Oh my god, who's screaming? They probably can't even hear that, but we're just like, what the heck?
Is Mikey Myers out there?
Okay, one of the kills that I thought was kind of incredible was the guys that move into the Michael Myers house are obviously going to be stalked by Michael Myers. And one of them, this is the first time you ever see Michael Myers kill somebody by gouging their eyeballs out. And that was brutal, but it was kind of sweet. I was like, dang!
We've seen thumb through the forehead before.
Get it, Michael.
But we have not seen eyeball gouging.
Oh, both eyes, too! That one was one of my favorites. Yeah, seriously. Oh my god.
Alright, my third favorite?
Just, yeah.
Is another firefighter. The chainsaw.
I would agree. I'll say that too.
Yeah. That whole battle between the firefighters and Michael Myers, they actually thought they had a chance.
The way he just, like, turned the chainsaw on him.
Yeah.
The brute strength of Michael Myers is insane.
First of all, you know a man has strength when the fire hose doesn't even, like...
He's just... know that thing hurts. You ever gotten hit when you get up close to a sprinkler? Oh,
that thing be stinging.
Now, not magnify that by 1,000 times, like, essentially. Come on.
And he just walks through it.
He's like, bro, stop.
Dude, you're not doing anything here.
You're trash.
I'm about to come here and pummel you.
Yeah, he turns the chainsaw on a guy, and that's awesome.
Right through him. It was glorious.
Alright, what's another one? Because I would agree.
Another one? Well, my second favorite... Oh, no. Another one was... Cameron's death.
Oh, yeah, Cameron. Poor Cameron.
He died. That was a pretty cool kill. gruesome.
It was really sad. It was. It really was. I was sitting there and I was like, Michael, stop. What are you doing? Michael, stop. Michael.
Poor Allison has to watch her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, I don't know what they were.
Her fling? I don't know.
Okay, animal, get killed, and then Cameron got killed while looking at his dead father.
Yeah, who was stuck up in the, you know when you have, like, the stairs that pull down from the ceiling to get up into the attic? Yeah, his dad got smashed into that, and was, like, crunched into it.
Ugh. Yeah, that was really sad, but really gruesome. He's just stabbing him through the thing, and then
he was smacking his heads up against the stair railing, and, like...
He was nice. He could have let him bleed out
gruesomely. And, like, was he bleeding, though? Like, I...
Oh, yeah, he was bleeding. You couldn't see that?
That was spit coming out of his mouth.
He was slowly dying at some point.
He was dying. But I mean, he definitely really was. He was definitely, like...
But Michael Myers was nice and just...
And just twisted his neck.
Snapped his neck, so he didn't feel any pain after that.
Yeah, that was really sad. Yeah.
He could have killed
him. Which I think led to one of the best scenes ever in the movie franchise. It was really awesome. Yeah. Okay. I would also agree, but I'm going to add one. Mm-hmm. That death was really awesome. The other death that I thought was so cool was there's one scene where there's a couple in their house. This is after Michael Myers escapes from...
This poor couple had nothing to do with the storyline.
From the fire, like, engulfed house of that is Lori's house. This couple's just flying a drone in their house, and it lands in this room, but then he gets chucked out back into the living room, and they're like, what the heck? Where'd that come from?
Right, the guy tried to use it again, but... A drone doesn't just fly back at you like that.
No, and so, obviously, Michael Myers enters said house by way of smashing through the window, banging husband's head up against the wall.
Yeah.
That was
a pretty cool kill.
And then he kills the wife, who had plenty of time to escape, let me remind you.
Oh man, the door was locked, not like I could just...
Had plenty of time to escape, grabs the light from under the microwave. It's one of those, like, tube lights.
Grabs like, from, the, like, 1975.
Grabs light off, like, rips it off the wall. Smashes it against counter so it's broken. And stabs it through her throat.
Oh, God. And then just left her there.
Leaves her there.
While he's stabbing her husband with a bunch of different knives.
And he drags her husband into the kitchen. Throws him on the counter, literally. Grabs knives off the wall and just stabs them into him. Individually.
Like 5 knives.
Just one stab. Into the body, like stabbing a steak.
He did that on purpose. He was like, you're going to watch me stab your husband
for
even
sure.
More.
For sure. But I would like to put that on the list.
I got to think of another one because you took my eyeball one.
Oh, dang, sorry.
I really like that one. That was a cool one.
Was that your favorite kill?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I did like...
Are you if you're going to talk about the last kill
of the
movie,
not the last.
Don't use the name. Because we've gone the whole episode without spoiling it.
Oh, no, I'm not using her name. Nope.
We're not using the character's name.
No, I already used his character's name, but I didn't like Tommy. He was really annoying. And just his kill.
It was epic. That showdown was kind of epic, though.
Yes.
I was like, yes. And I felt bad.
I didn't. I wanted him to die.
That's awful.
The whole movie, I wanted him to die.
That's awful.
I just feel like Michael needed to get him.
Okay, fair enough.
I also knew Michael was going to get him at some point.
Fair enough. Before I have another one, but I want to just make this whole thing one. The group that Lindsay is a part of when they're hunting Michael Myers.
Oh, I forgot about
They all those. Die, but her. And the way he kills them is awesome. So, the nurse from the original is in this group.
Marion.
And I think it's super cool how they paid homage to the original. Because if you remember, she was attacked when he was on top of the car and, like, grabbed her through the window. Well, he also does that in this one. And that was pretty cool.
He kills her this time.
Yeah, he kills her this time, but that was awesome. He stabs the one guy through the eye.
Oh, dude. Oh, that was so great.
That was epic. And then probably the most... skilled kill?
Not kill of his, but a kill of his.
But that, like, took some serious accuracy.
Dude, he is... This
he
just
was being shot at by this one lady.
And you know, if you don't shoot Michael Myers in the head, then he's not gonna die.
And he kicks open the door of the car, because he's in the car now. It hits her hand and turns the gun on her as she's shooting it, and she shoots herself.
It was pretty cool.
It was kind of awesome. And then he, like, hangs all of their bodies from, like, the playground and all of that.
Yeah.
It's quite scary.
Yeah. I felt so bad for those two kids in the playground. You need to leave. You need to leave. Why? There's just some weird dude.
We playing think hide he's a, and seek with us.
We think he's a creeper. Oh, look. There he is. Michael Myers just standing there. Yeah.
Any more kills before I bring up my other one?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. My favorite kill, maybe not my favorite kill, but one of the better kills, was the very last kill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna say the name of the character.
That would be, but I didn't want to say the character.
It took me by surprise a little bit. One of those things where I was like, okay, I think they're eventually going to die. Maybe not this movie, but the next movie for sure. And then it happened, and I was like, no.
Oh my god, she did.
Dude, you're awful.
I can't help it, bro.
Then don't speak. Anyways, it was a very surprising kill. It was an original Michael Myers kill. Like, it wasn't creative. It went straight with the knife.
No, it wasn't creative at all.
It was super Michael Myers.
And he put no thought into
it. Maybe that's why I loved it so much, because it was Michael Myers.
He's like, do I really want to use a new tactic here, or do I just want to...
I think I'm just going to go with the knife.
You know, I'm too lazy to think of something new.
I could choke them.
I could, but I've already done that to a few people.
So I'm just gonna bring the knife.
The knife hasn't been brought out in a while, so I think that's what we need.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That's some of our favorites, guys, and I think we're gonna close this episode out with our closing thoughts, Ashton. Overall thoughts.
Didn't we say overall thoughts at the beginning? Oh my
gosh. Of the episode, of the whole thing, what we've talked about, the movie.
Oh, well, I think it was a solid setup movie. Sorry, hold on, I'm yawning. It was a solid setup movie for the next one. It wasn't your first movie where, like, there's an actual real plot line. It was great because it was a bloodbath. Don't get much better than a bloodbath. Mm-mm. And it's Michael Myers.
Okay.
And Laurie Strode. Mm-hmm. I did think they were, like, somehow, like, interconnected with each other. Like, maybe, like...
Mentally?
Yeah. The way they were, like, looking at each other.
No. I think it was just going to set up the next movie.
And probably be a loser like that.
No, because then that plays back to the brother-sister thing, and we all know that just shouldn't have happened.
I think it's a valid theory.
It's not. Stop it. Because when would they have been brother and sister?
Long-lost siblings.
How?
I don't know.
Like,
you're so specific with things.
No, but where did she come from then? Because she's obviously younger than him.
I'm good.
Okay. Big jump. For me, overall, decent movie. I'm not going to say it was amazing, because it wasn't. I'd give it between a 7 and an 8. It was alright. Good setup movie. A lot of blood, which you've seen in past Halloween movies, but not to this extent, let me tell you. It's a lot of blood.
Every single kill had blood.
I think this one... I enjoyed seeing some of the original characters. I thought that was really, really cool. I enjoyed seeing Laurie have to...
Back in the hospital?
No, basically have to pass the torch for a movie to her daughter and her granddaughter and have them go fight Michael instead of her because she's recovering. And I thought that was really cool that maybe you're kind of seeing into the future if they ever want to develop another one. Like a continuation of the story instead of just... rebooting.
They probably will.
At some point. But I thought that was kind of cool. And overall, just not a bad setup. A lot of times you get setup movies that are just, or setup episodes if you watch a lot of TV, that are just bad. They're just so bad. But this one was not. This one was good. I'm super excited to see the next one next year. This one really made me excited, and I'm ready for the big showdown. People of all ages have been waiting for, whether it was from the original Halloween 40 years ago and you saw it in the movie theater, or if you watched it, if you're a teenager now and you've watched it before and you're ready for it. I think it's going to happen. We're going to have a very angry Lori. We're going to have a very revenge-seeking Michael. And it's going to be the showdown of a century, let me tell you. Halloween. Better than Freddy and Jason.
Halloween Civil War.
It's the Marvel Halloween crossover we didn't know we needed. Halloween. Bro, suddenly Captain America's gonna show up and Iron Man's gonna show up and they're gonna have to take a side. That's a whole nother episode.
Laurie Strode's getting stabbed by Michael and then the shield comes out of nowhere and hits Michael.
And we're all like, I've seen Chris Evans?
Before? What the heck?
Suddenly all the OGs are back, like Scarlett Johansson. You're like, are you dead?
What year are we in?
Iron Man!
What?
Wait. Chris Evans. What are you doing here?
Where were the Avengers with Michael Myers? I think
he's totally a Marvel villain.
He needs to, that's something they should have called up to the Avengers about.
We're getting way off topic.
Yo, Michael Myers he's on the loose again. Y'all gotta come get him this time.
Oh, man. Anyways, that was Halloween Kills. I wish we could have really dove super deep into this movie, but we really want you all to go see it. We're encouraging you to go see it, whether it's in the movies or watching it on Peacock.
I'm not encouraging you. I'm forcing you.
Please go see it. Maybe.
Don't say please.
You
don't ask politely.
Maybe in a little while we'll revisit this episode and not have to avoid spoilers.
For sure.
But we hope you guys enjoyed this very fun and very new episode. I mean, this just came out Thursday night, Friday morning, whatever you want to say.
It came out midnight on Friday, so.
And we are halfway through spooky season, which is super sad, but we have two awesome episodes coming up for you guys. Next week will be TV, and of course, we have to close out the month with a paranormal episode.
Are we gonna be jolly during December?
We might share a few Christmas movies here and there. Okay. But we hope you guys enjoyed. Please go see the movie. And with that, happy hauntings.